Told you we would be back. Dee Collins and I are here at Pismo Beach, and like so many from Porterville, this is our home away from home. And so, thank God I got to come over for a couple of days. I'll be back Friday. But just needed a little R&R, but I didn't want to forget this service, and I really wanted to bring it. But I want us to have a word of prayer together first. And I also wanted to remind you, don't forget your giving, okay? Please don't forget. The Bible told us in Genesis 8:22 that as long as this earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest. And some say seed time and then harvest, because there's always a time between our seed and our harvest. But when you give continually and you give consistently, then our harvest comes in. Absolutely, there's a little time, but sometimes not a lot of time in between, because we are so consistent in our giving. And then the Bible says the harvest comes back on every way. So God bless you guys tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. Let us pray together. Don't forget to bless those that you know are in pain or they're suffering. But let's pray together now. Wonderful Jesus, I pray that your glory would attend this outside meeting right now in Jesus' name. Bless my precious people at home, my family. And Lord, I just pray that tonight you would let the glory of God come through this camera. Heal those that are sick. Heal those that are suffering with COVID. Heal those, Lord, that are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, also one more reminder. Now on Sunday, we'll be in service inside the sanctuary at 10 a.m. But please, let's not let down our guard. Please do not hug, okay? Do not shake hands. We're doing social distancing. We vote that our church stays open. We want to stay in the building. So please, would you honor and respect each other with that? No hugging, no kissing, no hand holding. All right, let's just bless each other. Wear your mask when you're seated, when you're walking out, when you come up to bring your offering, put your mask on. So that it won't be long, okay? We'll all be done with it. Summer will be past, and I'll be so glad for the heat to go. Now again, I told you we're at Pismo Beach, and it's about 60 degrees, so it's very chilly out here, so I won't keep you long. Well, let me talk to you for just a minute about something that I have witnessed myself, and I know so many of you have. And I am so very, very thankful for this. My husband and daughter, Rick and Jamie, had just been gone for maybe 2 months. And I was called to go to a women's conference in Oklahoma City. And I went there with a dear pastor friend who was a mentor named Mother Evans. And we went there, and I was back at my hotel room, and I had ministered, and I'd come back to my room and was praying. And the Lord said, from this moment, you will no longer call me Belai, which means master, but you will call me husband. And I didn't know that was a scripture. I didn't know that was in the word, but it was out of Hosea. And he said to the servants, he said, from this time, excuse me, I just licked my finger, but it shall be in that day that you will no longer call me master, but you will call me husband. Or the Hebrew word is ishi, I-S-H-I, pronounced in the Hebrew, ishi. But let me tell you, Jesus is our husband. He is the lover of our soul. He is our Boaz. And I want to take you to the book of Ruth, which I said to somebody yesterday, it could actually be called the book of Boaz, because there's so much in it about him. And again, he's a picture, he's a metaphor of the Lord Jesus. So the story was talking about, of course, most of you know Naomi and her husband went down to Moab, and that means a faraway place. And they left Judah, which means the house of bread, and they went down to this faraway place. Long story short, while they were down there, Naomi's husband and two sons died. Now, the boys were already married. She had two daughters-in-law, and one kissed her goodbye and left because Naomi said, I'm going home. I'm going back up to Judah. I hear there's food up there. So she went, and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, went with her. They got up there, and they were two women who were in poverty. They weren't feeling well. They had walked for many miles to get where they were going. They were depressed, and Naomi said, I am even bitter. And I don't know where many of you are tonight, but some of you may feel very depressed or oppressed or bitter. Maybe you have a root of bitterness in you, or you're just so tired of being shut up and shut down and all that we are, and the heat in California is dreadful right now. I feel very selfish being here where it's so cool that I had to wear a sweatshirt and a little hoodie, but it feels so good, I've got to tell you. But anyway, they went down there, and so the older woman, Naomi, tells her daughter, honey, you go out there and you gather in some barley somewhere. Just go get us some food and bring it back in here, the barley, and I can put it together and fix us a little meal. And I want to tell you, let's pick it up here, because the Bible says that in Ruth, chapter 2, verse 1, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. Now, she just happened to land in Boaz's field, and he was the next of kin to Ruth's, Naomi's husband. And I love how the old King James says, it was her hap to light into the part of the field that belonged to Boaz. Did you know sometimes you feel like it was just, you just happened to land there. You just happened to go there and you didn't mean to, but something awesome happened. You had the favor of God upon your life. And you're like, I just happened to be there at the right time at the right place. Did you know that's your Boaz working? That's Boaz field. Now, do you and I who have happened into his field one day, you and I were broke and busted and disgusted. You may have not even had any friends. I've talked about one of the brothers in the church that found the Lord in the back of a CHP car. That's a California Highway Patrol car. We found Jesus in all kinds of places like Moab, faraway places. But when Boaz saw her, his love came up in him for this woman. Boaz was from Bethlehem. Jesus is from Bethlehem. That's where Jesus was born. And he greeted his people in the field. It was the greeting of the day. And Boaz said to the field, and Ruth heard him out there as he said, the Lord bless you. And they said to him, the Lord bless you. And so he spoke blessings over them. And I want you to know your Jesus speaks blessings over you every day. And here's what Boaz said to her, and I want you to hear this. Boaz said to Ruth, now listen, my daughter, do not glean in another field and don't go from here, but you stay close to my young women. He told her, you stay in my field and let your eyes be on the field which they reap. You go after them, and I've commanded the young men not to bother you. She was a beautiful girl. He said, I commanded those men not to touch you. And when you get thirsty, you just go get a drink. You can drink from our water tap. You can drink from our fountain. You can drink where we are, but stay in my field now and stay close to my people. And I hear Jesus saying that to you and me, especially now while you may be reaching for other things. Here's his command to his sweet people. Our Boaz is saying, please stay in my field. Stay with me. Stay close to my people. Don't veer off. Somebody just told me today, I can't come to church. I'm working and it's wild out there. I'm like, it's not wild at church though. It's safe in the church. People can go everywhere else. Listen, come in with us. Boaz said, stay with my people. Stay with the girls. Stay in my field. He's telling us that today, church. Our Boaz, our Jesus, is saying, stay with me. I will give you favor. If you need a drink, come to me and drink. I am the living waters, and you drink from my fountain, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. I said, what kind of rivers? Rivers of faith, rivers of healing, rivers of love, rivers of encouragement, so other people can drink from our fountain. And you know what Ruth did? This young, precious, sweet, beautiful girl fell down on her face and said, "Sir, why have I found such favor with you?" And Boaz said, she says, I'm a foreigner. Why would I find such favor?" And he said, "I've heard about you. I heard how you left your mother and your father and the land of your birth. And you came down here to a people you didn't even know. And the Lord's going to repay you for your work. And he's going to give you a huge reward. Your reward will be given." Now, let me give you a promise from your Boaz, your Jesus Christ, who is much more powerful than Boaz. But what a beautiful picture. So Jesus has told us, well, we say to Jesus, after we've been saved, after we got forgiveness, after we went to the cross, after we were born again, we go to Jesus and say, "Jesus, why did you love me so much? Why did you give me favor that I didn't deserve? Why, Lord?" And he says, "Because I have loved you. I saw your heart. I saw you, and I know there was good in you. While others said there was nothing good in you, and what good could come out of Moab?" He said, "I saw you, and I give you all of my love and all of my favor." And you know what else he said? He says to this young woman, Boaz, I'm speaking Boaz now, he said to her, I saw the way you left your mother and your father and your family, and you left your hometown and you came here. What did Jesus say? There's not one of you, speaking to us, there is not one of you that have left your family, your mom, your dad, your family, and come after me. Because believe me, when we met Jesus, some of you had to literally walk away from your family. They didn't want you. I remember Benny Hinn telling one time how his family totally disowned him, and they were Jewish, because he became a Christian. So Jesus said, "Sometimes I'm a divider between you." But he said, not one of you that's ever left anything to follow me or come after me and work in my field, that I will not give you 100-fold in this lifetime." And that includes, he said, houses and vineyards and fields. It means I will show you favor. I will give you homes you didn't build and vineyards you didn't plant and water that you didn't even have. Oh, we have so many promises from him. And he said, "The Lord will repay you for your work, and he will reward you." Matthew 6 says, "When you pray in secret, my Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly." The rewards of God. When you come into open rewards, everybody sees how he blesses you. Now, Boaz said to her at mealtime, "You come up here. And you eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar." And she ate and was satisfied and got to eat at the owner, this very wealthy, wealthy man. She got to eat and drink at his table. He said, "Now eat my bread. Come here and eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar." What has Jesus said? Our Boaz. He said, "I gave you my very own blood. I want you to come to my table. You put your feet under my table and you eat of my bread, which is my body. You drink of this juice, which is my blood." So he gave us more than a piece of bread, a kernel of bread or a loaf of bread and juice. He gave us his body and his blood to heal us. You're sick in your body. Sit down and eat and say, "Lord, I take your blood into me. I take your bread to bring healing. I eat for my forgiveness and redemption." So she gleaned and she did exactly what he said. She stayed with the women. She stayed in his field. She ate and she drank. When she was thirsty, she wasn't intimidated. She went right to the fountain where he said she could drink. I wonder, her clothes weren't as pretty as the other girls. She probably wasn't kept and her hair wasn't as beautiful as theirs, but she just walked right on up to his table. I'm telling you tonight, you come on into the Lord's table. And he said, "Now listen to the men, listen to this." I love this, one of my favorite portions of the word. Also, when Boaz was talking to those men, he said, "You leave the woman alone, but I'll tell you what to do." This is Ruth chapter 2, verse 16. "Also let grain fall from the bundles. Let it fall purposely for her and leave it that she may glean. Don't rebuke her. He said, now you leave handfuls of purpose right in front of her. You let a little fall out and you let it fall right in front of her. Do you know when the psalmist said that Jesus loads us daily with benefits? And when he says in the Lord's Prayer, oh Lord, give us this day our daily bread. He's saying, I've given you bread enough to spare. I will put handfuls of purpose and handfuls of blessing, things that you weren't expecting. I'll put them right in front of you if you will love me and stay with me and eat with me and let me love you and let me put handfuls of purpose right in front of you. Little Ruth went home and told her mother-in-law. She says, where did you get all of this, honey? Where did you get it all? And she said, oh, blessed be the Lord who has not forsaken us and given us his kindness. And he brought us the living from the dead. In other words, your husband's kin has blessed us. I want to tell you tonight in closing, it's getting very cold out here, and that's a good thing. But she says later on, you know the story, most of you do, he asked her to marry him. And Ruth becomes the wife of Boaz. And I tell you tonight, you and I, even men, you cannot in the natural be married to a man and not be a homosexual. But in the spirit, you are married to the Lord Jesus Christ, just like I am. You are the bride of Christ, men and women. And I'll never forget the scripture he gave me out of Hosea when he said, in that day, you shall no longer call me master, but from this moment on, you will call me husband, for I will provide for you your drink, your bread, your love, your kindness. I will provide for you, and I will put handfuls of purpose right in front of you. So folks, listen, don't fear. Don't walk in discouragement, because you have a Boaz. The one here is greater than Boaz. His name is Jesus. And oh, how he loves you. Dear Jesus, tonight, I pray that you would take these few words and pack them in real tight into our minds and let them sink down into our ears and into our heart and into our spirit. May you lay handfuls of purpose in front of your people. Draw somebody to you, oh Boaz. That we no longer call you master, but we call you husband, because we love you so much. Thank you for receiving us, Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine on you, may he be gracious to you, and give you peace in Jesus' name. I love you. I'll see you Sunday at 10 a.m.